Let me know, Sue, when you're ready.
All set.
Very good. We're back in session. I apologize for the delay. Mr. Entwistle.
Yes. For the delay, like I said, I don't mind Joe Walsh interrupting me. That's okay. He can do that anytime. But that's me. Another thing is the reason for this delay, apparently there is a filming from the public filming. And apparently public filming is not allowed by the G4S security group here. I think it should be, because otherwise you wouldn't have had the delay. So anyway, that being said.
Just to be clear, that filming is allowed. People regularly film, including the individual who left.
Then what was his problem?
His problem was he was disruptive in the chamber, and he was yelling, and he was being disruptive, and he would not stop when asked.
And
why did he yell?
He was using the bright lights, which shines in my face, and I get migraines. So the security guard was trying to block
the light. Complained about it.
I have complained, yes, in the past.
Is anybody else complaining, do you know, about it?
I've complained about it. I don't want a bright light shining in my face when I'm sitting up here.
Okay, so it's just you three that complain.
I complain about the interruption, that's correct. Okay. People have to.
So you're the reason why G4S goes after and we have to delay the meeting because you complain about the light.
No, he's the reason because this has happened over and over again.
Well, he has rights to speak.
And he's supposed to turn the light off. It's very simple.
He does not have a right to be disruptive to the council. You heard the rules.
Yeah, well, if you're antagonizing him to be disruptive.
By the rules of the chamber, then you can talk to someone
else. Yeah, but look at where it started from, though. Okay, G4S harassed him, so he got loud. Okay. And you complain because you guys don't like the light, three of you.
Excuse me, I get sick. Is it okay for somebody to give me a migraine?
What about these lights and those lights? What about the camera, channel 8, channel 6?
Yeah.
I think you're being selective. I don't believe you. So anyway,
nice.
Nobody else complains to you guys. That's funny. So that could be all prevented. We do have a water problem here in Portland, and we need a water treatment facility for our building, okay, and for all the other low-income buildings, okay. Either that or you supply water for them and don't make them drink it, because when you're poor and you can't afford to buy bottled water, which I know all of you drink, okay, yeah. It's wrong, okay? It's wrong. So, that amongst other issues, the Fairfield apartments, right now the elevator is broken. We have people in wheelchairs that can't get up and down right now as we speak. You can check on that. You can call the Fairfield apartments right now. And they're stuck in their building. They're stuck in their room. They can't move. There's nowhere to go. They can't get a wheelchair downstairs. Okay. That's just one of the issues right now. Just one. I think I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you.
Next individual.